Hey, everybody, this is a preview of today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Merkel Media.
We were in a different high school, so we're kind of checking it out. Like, oh, this place is different. And I remember the first time we went up, it was dark. There was like the emergency lights were on, so like you could still see. And all of a sudden my buddy's like, oh, I just got feeling really sick all of a sudden. We were scared, like we were freaked. We had just been up in this place and everything was normal. This time we just felt like creeped out and you could just feel like this dark energy. It's a big window and we looked and it was looking like this, down and through, with this big smile on its face. And both my friend and I just stopped and we're looking at it. And I just remember saying to him, do you see that? And as soon as he said, yeah, this thing just like smiled or laughed and huffed. And you saw the breath hit the window. When I saw that breath hit the window, every bit of blood in my legs was gone. We turned around and for the life of us, we couldn't get away. Like you say, walking in sand, like trying to walk with mush for legs. Like, so we were on the ground, crawling down the hallway, trying to get away from this thing. And I remember thinking, if you look back, you're dead.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw three long bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave, and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. Well, the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand and he's running really fast and spears Dan and holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow this head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg. And I look over and there are two small gray entities pulling at me. And they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reach my hand into this bush and I touch air. Couldn't breathe and I couldn't move because I know I'm seeing a monster.
Welcome to the show, everybody. You're listening to The Confessionals Podcast. I'm your host, Tony Merkel. Thanks for being here. If you have a crazy, wild experience you want to share with me on the show, go ahead and shoot me an email. My email address is contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. That's contact@theconfessionalspodcast.com. Or go to the website, theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the contact section, and you can reach me that way as well. Either way works for me. Just get a hold of me. If you want to check out our films, go to merkelfilms.com. That's where we host our documentaries and our movies. And our new documentary is coming very soon called Sasquatch and the Missing Man, featuring yourself, my team, and Wes Germer. All right, today we have Colin coming on the show, and Colin comes on from Canada to share about his experiences in the town that he grew up in. And I'll tell you what, one of the things about Colin's story that I now know that I wish I knew then so I could talk about it to him when I recorded is the fact that the local police being involved in the occult. What? I'm telling you. I really believe that's what happened to his situation. He had the police come in to a warehouse that he was in, and what happened with the cloaked beings that were in there, I just didn't know. I didn't have the frame of reference that I have now. I've been reading some books, and I'm like, holy crap, the wormhole goes deep. He describes a scenario that I just was not privy to certain information that I am now, and maybe we'll have to have him back on. But you guys let us know after we do this interview. Check it out. Let's go. All right, today we got Colin on the show. Colin, what's going on, man?
Not much. Thanks for having me.
Hey, man. I'm glad you're here. We just got done chatting. And I was amped when I came in here because I was running a little behind because I had to shave my head before this interview. And so I was like trying to make sure I made it in time. And so I think the adrenaline was pumping and I was sitting here like the last like minute or two before we hit record. I'm like, calm down, bro. Relax.
You know? Just throwing the hat like me.
Yeah, I know. I should have brought one. I should do that. I should bring it a hat to the office and just have it here in case I didn't get a chance to shave my head for 2 days. But I started getting that homeless look and I was like, I can't go on video like that.
Gotcha.
Like, I had an interview yesterday and the guy stood me up. Yesterday was like my last day that I could go without shaving before it just started looking kind of bad. So
you've been camping, Tony.
Yep. So, all right, man, you have experiences you want to share. We got chatting here and you actually reached out to us after you heard episode 78, which was like forever ago. It was just after
it was
a
2020.
Year. Yeah. It had to be longer than that. I mean, we started
maybe even before that. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I mean, we started, the show in the beginning of 2017. And so in the beginning of 2018, we had put out our 52nd episode, which was Wes Germer from Sasquatch Chronicles telling his Bigfoot encounter. So episode 78 from 52 wasn't far after that.
No.
So it's wild, man. But that I was telling you, episode 78 with Ryan is one of those episodes that just stick out in my head, man. And it's just, I'm a numbers guy, oddly enough. I forget a lot of things, forget people's names, forget, you know, I'm matching people's experiences with the name and the situation and stuff, but with numbers, like it just pops in my head. It's like 78. Yep, that's a go one. and so when you said that, and then you said that we just this week of the recording, we had just rebroadcast it as a reload. So that's, you know, synchronicity to the max.
Yeah, just as I was kind of debating, yeah. And then that came back on and I was like, no, because I really identified with Ryan's story and it was like, no, I want to share my truths here and tell my stories because you know, that if it can help someone, like people always say that, but yeah, if it reaches out to someone, meets them where they're at, then it's worth it. You know,
I 100% agree.
Yeah.
And, before we get into your story, just to bounce off that, I even told you that because when I started this podcast, that was a goal of mine, but I didn't know if it was actually going to take, like, I didn't know if people actually cared to hear about other people's experiences as a therapeutic thing. Like I knew that people liked listening for entertainment purposes because I was once a truck driver and it was very entertaining and kept
it is entertaining.
You're driving down the highway during the day, listen to people's paranormal experiences and stuff. It's entertaining, but I wanted to see if this would actually, you know, hit on an emotional level for people. And over the years, I've found that a lot of people tune in for that reason too. And some people are still searching. They're out there right now and they have not heard an episode of mine that makes them feel like they're not alone in the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would say to those people, reach out to me and we can talk to you. And then you can be that for the other person out there that has the same experience as you, but neither one of you are scared or brave enough to come on to the show. So somebody's got to make the first step. So with that said, I want to hand things over to you. You made notes about how things kind of unfolded throughout your life. We're going to start off with the angelic experience, but there was an experience that you're going to talk about today with this demonic thing in the high school in 95. Yeah. And then, you know, other paranormal experiences, but I'm very excited about, you know, hearing all this stuff with you today.
For sure. Yeah. So I was born in 1980. So, to a family that was, we weren't very spiritual. I mean, like my parents were good moral people and, they didn't not believe in God, but it just wasn't really a big part of our lives. So I believe that God existed and stuff, but I didn't put a whole lot of idea into spirituality too much, obviously growing up. So around the age of six, I had my first paranormal experience that really, like, for a young age, woke me up pretty quickly to, oh man, this is not everything that you know, there's more than what you see. And so what happened was, we used to have where I lived growing up, our neighbors shared a driveway. It was a big driveway and they would let us, when they went to work in the day, they would let us go ride our bikes or tricycles, in that area. So we were safe from the road. And so my brother, who was a year and a half younger than me, so he would have been about round five, was on his tricycle playing over there. And I wasn't there for the for what actually happened, but what happened was we lived on a hill, and across the street from us was a, more of an incline. And so the driveways were inclined. And one of the neighbors across the street had was going to the grocery store. She had, it was the 80s, so things were a little bit different, but she had her son in the car, who was probably three. And she forgot something, had to run back in the house with the car running. And while she was in there, he hopped in the driver's seat and just pretended to drive and ended up shifting the van into neutral. And so my brother was directly across the street downhill on his tricycle. And what happened was he came, I'll skip ahead a little bit and come back, but he came home. And I remember this, I was in the door with my mom, and he said, "Mom, an angel saved me." And she, you know, not very spiritual or religious, she kind of got upset with him. I remember her getting upset and saying, like, "What are you talking about?" Like, and he said, "An angel saved me." And she's like, again, confused, like, it was very vivid and memory. And then he pointed, and the car had come down the driveway and smashed into the house across the street, like did a lot of damage to the house. And his tricycle was completely pancaked. Like, and what he said happened was he remembered looking up and seeing the van coming, and just kind of like at that age, just looking, like he had no intention of moving or doing anything. And he said a white like column, he didn't have a figure so much as how he described it at the time, but just a white angel is what he said, just came and picked him up and brought him about 15 yards to the tree and set him at the base of a tree. And he watched it all happen. So he said his last memory was looking at the van coming and not really thinking much of it, and then just being picked up physically by this white being and moved and set down. And I mean, when my mom saw that, it hit us all that like something happened, because he was so young that like he didn't have a response to it, you know, like he would have just sat there and, you know, been hit. So that to me impacted me pretty quickly, that there was more to it. And so I had a neighbor, the one whose driveway we were in, and he explained to me that day at the age of, I guess I was 6 years old, that guardian angels are real, and told me about God. I think that was the first time I ever prayed to say thank you to God for that. My mom thought it was, I had an uncle that had been recently killed in a drunk driving accident. He got hit by a drunk driver on a motorbike, and she was convinced it was him, but I don't know much about, I don't think that was the case. But anyways, at the time, that's how she, it must have been your Uncle Dave, you know. But so that was kind of my first introduction to this idea of like spirituality, and that there might be supernatural things, or that there was. Let's see.
Does he remember that, by the way?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Our whole family remembers it. Yeah. It's something that it just really rung true, because the tree was like, it's a good distance from where the tricycle was run over, and it did serious damage to the house. Like they had to do some structural stuff to that house, like where it hit. And just seeing the state of the tricycle, it was a direct hit. Like it would have been brutal, absolutely brutal.
Yeah.
So I mean, we just really thought how much that would have changed our lives if there hadn't been an intervention there. It was sobering even at that young age. So
I can imagine. It's like what this was the 80s, right?
86, yeah.
And it was a van?
It was a van, yeah.
I mean, those things were probably built like a tank back then.
Yeah, it was like, I think vans were pretty new back at that point. And I can't remember exactly the model, but yeah, they were tanks. Like it was...
Yeah, it wasn't made out of like...
They were making them full frames back then, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Heavy vehicles, so...
Let me ask you, and this is more pondering out loud kind of thing, but the way you described his experience that he related... So we hear people share experiences where they're saved by angels, and other people experience it with them, like they see it happen kind of thing, whether they see the angel or all of a sudden so-and-so is, you know, pulled out for, you know, right before a car hits them,
And they get, you know, splattered. We had several people on the show talk about such things.
Dale Earnhardt says he was pulled out of a car by an angel.
Is that right?
He does. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He said that there's video of him climbing out of the car, but he said, I don't care what the video shows. I didn't climb out of that car. Someone pulled me out.
So that is a great example then. What we perceive in reality versus what the person who's going through it is perceiving sometimes is different.
And Dale Earnhardt Jr. Sorry, I said Dale Earnhardt. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you're right. Because, yeah. I mean, Earnhardt.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be mean or anything. It's just clearly he wasn't saved by an angel.
Exactly.
So your brother said that his experience was that he remembers seeing the van and then all of a sudden he's 15 feet away, right?
Yeah, he said he remembered seeing the van coming at him. But I don't think he would have even known that it was in neutral or anything. Like there was no understanding of what was going on, right? So for all he knew, the van was backing out. I mean, it must have probably been coming out pretty quick, but he just said he remembered seeing the van and then a white, I think he called it like a white wind came and picked him up and moved him gently. And he said, it gently put me down.
Hmm.
So, and then he watched and it was quick enough that he was able to sit on the tree and watch the accident happen.
Wow. So, wow. It makes you wonder, you know, it makes you wonder if it happened that fast, was there an instantaneous thing where there was like a brief moment in time where there was a teleportation type of vibe and it wasn't just like, you know, physically picking him up and, you know, moving him and he's kind of like.
I wonder, if you were watching it real life, like I didn't see it take place, what would have looked like in real life? Like, would you have seen him would you have seen him be picked up and moved? I don't know, but I wasn't there for that. But we saw the aftermath and. Just at his age and stuff, he wasn't like lying isn't innate in children generally, like especially something like that. And he was very adamant, even to the point where my mom was getting a little frustrated. Like, what are you talking about? Like, I remember that. What are you talking about? And he was like, an angel saved me, you know, and then she saw it and immediately she felt bad because, you know, but
something happened and she's yelling at the kid.
exactly. He's like, he almost. Yeah. So.
So, and how old was he again?
He would have been, he's a year and a half younger than me. So like,
okay. Like about four and a half.
Pre-kindergarten or kindergarten. Yeah. Like young, very young.
Gotcha. Wow. Very interesting stuff.
Yeah. So, so after that, I became more of a believer in God. Just in general, I felt like I owed.
This was a preview of today's member episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.